This year's show was juried by a New York-based artist, Brian Ruttenberg. Most of the works in the exhibition are paintings, and they have a narrative style. They tell stories about the people or landscapes they depict. David Balin is drawing on a large canvas in his home garage studio in Little Rock. He uses erasure marks and paints with coffee rinds to create shape and texture. He's the Grand Award winner this year for Slippage, part of a series called Dreams and Disasters. He says it's about the type of insights he gets when he wakes up after nodding off.
During those times of wake up, I got a lot of interesting ideas. I mean, they would pop in and then you would lose them.
Slippage shows a landscape of a house and trees that's tilted sideways and becomes blurry to the viewer. Balin says he wants to convey how jarring moments or sudden disruptions cause people to become aware of themselves and their environments in new ways.
Part of what I think about living, you know, in a suburban area and in Little Rock and stuff is that a lot of times we take for granted our daily routines. And it's only in those times where we are where we seem to wake up that we realize who we are and what we are.
Jeff Sharp is another award winner from the Delta. He's a recent college graduate at the beginning of his career. Sharp studied the anatomy of owls to create a large bird sculpture from spare car tires he picked up on the highway. He wanted to show the hidden environmental impacts of trash as something that can seem harmless but is not.
The piece I submitted was it's named Tread Lightly. It's of an owl that's soaring down to scoop up its prey. It consists of tire tread, a soap drum, and plywood made of pallets and, you know, pretty much discarded materials that that I found on the side of the road.
Todd Herman is the director of the Arkansas Art Center.
I think what is often compelling about the Delta is the feeling that there are so many artists in this region who have so much talent. There are really great artists around here. And I think people enjoy coming and seeing what the artists are doing who might live down the street or who they might see at the grocery store. You know, oh, this is what that person does. Now I know kind of, you know, what they produce, what their art is like. And it gives the visitor, I think, a real optimistic and uplifting feeling about what the arts are like in Arkansas.
The exhibition will be at the Art Center through September 28th. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.